You're listening to ESL Podcasts, English Cafe, number 88. This is ESL Podcasts, English Cafe, episode 88. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. How are you today? On this cafe, we're going to talk about the summertime. We're going to talk about summer jobs, what teenagers do to make money in the summertime in the U.S. We're also going to talk about a very famous and popular vacation place or vacation destination in the U.S. called Yellowstone National Park, our first national park. And as always, we'll answer a few questions. Let's get started. Did you know that ESL Podcast has a website? Oh, yes, it does. Go to www.eslpod.com. You can download a learning guide for this episode or take a look at our ESL Podcast store, which has some additional courses you may be interested in. I record the podcast episodes several weeks in advance, meaning this podcast was recorded at least 6 or 7 weeks ago. I mention that because sometimes I get emails from people saying, oh, Jeff, could you talk about this story that happened in the news today or this week? And unfortunately, we tape these in advance, so by the time we tape them, and you hear them, the news is rather old. A couple of things we're going to talk about today are very appropriate for the summertime. The first is one of our most famous national parks in the United States called Yellowstone. Yellowstone is the first national park that the U.S. government established back in 1872. And every American knows about Yellowstone Park. It's very famous. It is located in the state of Wyoming, which is in the western part of the United States. It is south of the state of Montana. The park actually goes into part of Montana and Idaho, two other states in the west. Yellowstone is a very popular vacation destination, a place where people go on their vacation. It's not close to any big city, so you have to drive there. But it's a beautiful park. I visited it once back when I was 8 or 9 years old, back in the 1920s. It happens to have some very interesting natural features. One of them is called a geyser. Geysers, G-E-Y-S-E-R-S, is when you have water that is naturally heated in the ground and it shoots up in the air. It goes up into the air. The water goes up very high from the ground. The most famous geyser in Yellowstone is called Old Faithful. It's called Old Faithful because the word faithful means reliable, something you can count on, we would say, something you can depend on. You can expect it to happen on a certain regular schedule. And Old Faithful is a geyser that regularly shoots out water. You can even put the time that it's going to come out next. So people gather around it to watch it. It is a very large geyser. Yellowstone also has what are called hot springs, and these are pools of water that are heated from the ground, and they're quite interesting to see. Yellowstone is actually over a what is called supervolcano. A supervolcano is an area where there is a large volcano, V-O-L-C-A-N-O. A volcano is a hill or a mountain where hot, what we would call lava, L-A-V-A, which is a kind of liquid rock, and this hot lava comes out the top of the mountain. Some famous volcanoes would be Mount Vesuvius in Italy and Krakatoa in Indonesia. There are also famous volcanoes in other countries. Mexico has Popocatépetl near Mexico City. Hawaii also has several mountains that are volcanoes, especially on the island of Hawaii. Yellowstone then is on top of a volcano, and that helps explain these interesting natural features that it has. I think it is definitely worth a trip to visit Yellowstone if you ever come to the United States or if you live here. Although, as I said before, it's not close to any big city, unfortunately, but it is quite beautiful. Our second topic today is summer jobs. Yellowstone is a place where families go on vacation during the summer. But the summertime is also a time when kids, when teenagers, try to find a job to make some money. This is a very common thing in the U.S. Students in high school and in college try to get a summer job to make some extra money. We might call it extra pocket money. Your pocket, P-O-C-K-E-T, is the little bag that is inside of your pants, usually in the front of your pants or jeans, and you have one on each side. You often have a pocket in the back. Men keep their wallets in their back pocket. So the expression pocket money means a small amount of money, money that you could carry around with you in your pocket. It's not going to be enough to pay for all of your expenses, but it can help you pay for some things. The U.S. government has laws protecting teenagers, regulating or stating how much they can work and when and where they can work. Most teenagers get their first job when they are 16 years old, and the reason they wait many times until they are 16 is because the U.S. federal law says that once you are 16 years old, you can work as many hours as you want, as long as the job isn't dangerous. If it's a dangerous job, you need to be 18 years old. But if you are 16 and you want to get a job at McDonald's, we would call that a job flipping burgers, then you can do that. to flip, F-L-I-P, means to take, in this case, the hamburger, throw it up in the air so it cooks on the other side. It's what you do when you cook the hamburger. Generally speaking, we use that expression, flipping burgers, to mean having a job that is not a very good job. It doesn't pay you very much money. It may be a temporary or a summer job. Many teenagers do get jobs working at restaurants, fast food restaurants like McDonald's. And after the age of 16, they can work as many hours as they want. However, it is possible for someone who is 14 or 15 to get a job. However, there are more restrictions. There are more limitations. So many companies don't want to hire anyone under the age of 16. They don't want to give anyone under 16 a job. There are, as I say, restrictions on those who are 14 and 15. They can only work so many hours every day. They can't work after 7 o'clock at night during the school year, 9 o'clock at night during the summer. However, there are some teenagers who do get jobs when they are 14 and 15. I had my first job when I was 15 years old, working at a car wash in St. Paul, Minnesota. A car wash is a place where people bring their cars to be cleaned. I worked at this car wash, which was also a gas station. So I used to go and put gas in people's cars. We would say, I used to pump, P-U-M-P, gas. To pump gas is to put gasoline into your car. The machine that puts the gasoline into the car is called a pump or a gas pump, so it can be a noun or a verb. I worked in this car wash, and I would dry the cars off with a towel after they went through the washing machine that we had. It was a very difficult work. I hated it. But I wanted some pocket money. I wanted some money to go and buy records and books and other things. I wanted to be able to buy a bike, a bicycle. So I got this job working in the summertime. There are other summer jobs that teenagers get, both 14 and 15-year-olds, as well as those 16 and over. Sometimes teenagers will get jobs cutting lawns. A lawn, L-A-W-N, is the grass that is in front and in back of many houses. To cut the lawn would mean to have what we would call a lawn mower, M-O-W-E-R, which is a machine that cuts the grass to keep it short. The verb is to mow, M-O-W, the lawn. To mow the lawn is to cut the lawn or the grass. I also used to mow lawns in the summertime for neighbors and for my uncle, who lived close to us. After working at the car wash during the summer of my 15th year, when I turned 16, meaning when I was 16 years old, we use the verb to turn an age, meaning to become 16, I got a job at a nursing home, a place where old, sick people are taken care of often. And there I was a dishwasher, so I washed dishes. And that was, again, not a very nice job, but I remember it being a job that paid more money than the car wash. Finally, a few months later, I got my third job as a teenager, and that was working at a large store where I was in the key shop. So it's a place where you bring a key in order to make another key, to make what we would call a duplicate, D-U-P-L-I-C-A-T-E. A duplicate is a copy of a key that you would make for your lock. Some teenagers get jobs being camp counselors. Many children during the summertime spend a week or 2 weeks at what we call summer camp. I talked about summer camp back in English Cafe number 44. So take a listen to that if you're interested in knowing more about summer camp, which is also a very popular tradition in the U.S. There are also some teenagers that get internships during the summertime. An internship, internship, one word, is an opportunity to work in a company to learn something. Sometimes you get paid. Sometimes you work for free. You do not get paid. But you get experience in learning different things. So you have some more experience when you want to get a regular job as you get older. Those are some of the typical summer jobs that teenagers have in the United States. When I was growing up in my neighborhood, all of the teenagers would get a job during the summertime, and they would work many times 40 hours a week during the summer in order to make more money. Of course, not all students get jobs in the summertime, but many do. Now let's answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Vietnam, from Tuyet, T-U-Y-E-T. Tuyet wants to know the difference between the expression "I'll be in later" and "I'll be in late." When you say that you will be in, usually you are talking about going to work, going to your job. Someone may say, "What time will John be in?" Meaning, what time will he get here? When will he arrive? The expression "I'll be in later" means that I will arrive sometime after the current time. It'll be 15 minutes. It could be 4 hours. It could be 4 days. It's not specific. I'll be in later, at a later time. The expression "I'll be in late" usually means that you will be there at a late hour, at the end of the day, or later than you normally arrive. So if it is 9 o'clock in the morning and someone says, "I'll be in late today," they may mean they'll be in at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, much later than they would normally be in. Our next question comes from Lawrence, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E. I'm not sure where Lawrence is from. Let's say he's from Mars. Lawrence says that he wants to know the difference between loudly, L-O-U-D-L-Y, aloud, A-L-O-U-D, and loud, L-O-U-D. Well, all of these words are very similar, but they each mean something a little bit different. Let's start with the word loud, L-O-U-D. Loud means something that is at a very high volume, something that is the opposite of soft. This is soft or quiet.
This is loud.
Loud is something you can hear more easily because it is at a higher volume, or it is something that is very noisy. You could say the cats in my neighborhood are very loud, or they made a loud noise. You mean that they are very noisy. You can hear them very easily. The word aloud, adding an A in front of the word, means that you are able to hear something. It's the opposite of silence. I'm going to say something aloud, meaning I'm going to say it so that you can hear it. You could, for example, pick up a book and read it to your young child. You would read it aloud. You would say it aloud so that they could hear the words as you read them. We also sometimes use the expression out loud to be the opposite of silent. To say something out loud means that you say it so that people can hear you. It's the opposite of saying it just in your own head, but no one can hear you. So loud means high volume or noisy. Aloud means you are able to hear it. Finally, we have the adverb loudly with an ly at the end, which means with a lot of noise, with a high volume. So it's similar to loud, but loud is an adjective. It would go before a noun, for example. Loudly is an adverb, which means that it would be used with a verb. For example, could you speak more loudly, please? Loudly is connected to the verb speak. You want someone to speak or to talk in a higher volume so you can hear them more easily. So loudly is an adverb, loud is an adjective, and aloud is an adjective. Thank you, Lawrence, wherever you are, for that question. Our final question comes from Carlos. Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, is in Colombia. Carlos wants to know a little bit about how to pronounce certain words. It's sometimes difficult to do pronunciation on the podcast because it's easier if you can look at it. So if you have a learning guide or you go to our website and you click on the name of this cafe, English Cafe 88, you'll be able to see the words that I am pronouncing. One of the words Carlos wants to hear pronounced is L-O-U-N-G-E, which we would pronounce lounge. Lounge. A lounge is a place, for example, in a hotel where you sit and wait for other people. That could be a lounge. The other word is L-U-N-C-H, and that's pronounced lunch. That's what you eat, the meal you eat in the middle of the day. Finally, there's L-A-U-N-C-H, which is launch. To launch means to begin something. So we have lounge, lunch, and launch. Three different words, three different pronunciations. If you have a question that you'd like to ask us, just email us. Our email address is eslpod@eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say.
This podcast is copyright 2007 by the Center for Educational Development.